So we're doing Pirkei Avot with Rabbeinu Yonah. We're up to the Mishnah, Hu Haya Omer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was describing his disciples. He used to say, Im yu kol chachmei Yisrael bechaf moznaim. If we put on the balancing scale all the sages of Israel, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus bechaf shnia, and Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus would be on the other scale, on the other side of the scale, Machriya et kulam, he could outweigh all of them. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus, who didn't know a single pasuk when he was 28 years old, he didn't know any Torah, but then he started learning and he worked hard. So his Rebbe said that he outweighs everyone. Explains Rabbeinu Yonah, Ratzah lomar binyan hayediyah. Here we're talking about his knowledge, his breadth of knowledge, mipnei shehaya kibor sid sheino me'abed tipa. The description of Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus is like a pit that's been lined with lime, and so the water doesn't seep through at all, doesn't lose a drop. And no one in Israel knew as much as he did. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus didn't forget anything. There are people like that. He retained everything he learned. Well, we said he'd review it many, many times. So he'd retain everything he learned, and that's the description of Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai recounted his praise. Abba Shaul omer mishmo. The first opinion was the Mishnah quoting Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Now we have a quote, Abba Shaul quoted Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. A different quote. Im yu kol chachmei Yisrael b'chaf moznaim, v'Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus af imahin. If all the rabbis would be on one side of the scale, including Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach b'chaf shnia, and Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, you remember he was the chosen disciple, he was the one that was kemayana mitgaber, like a stream that's overflowing. If he'd be on the other side of the scale, so then machriya et kulam, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said he would outweigh all of them. Explains Rabbeinu Yonah, li'inyan achidut. Here we're talking about something very different. Earlier, the first quote was about the breadth of knowledge. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus reviewed his learning, so he retained. He had a tremendous amount of knowledge. Now we're talking about sharpness, v'hasvara, the capacity to give a correct analysis of the reasoning behind the laws. That's what we call svara. So there, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, he was praising Shibach le Rabbi Elazar ben Arach al kol chachmei Yisrael. He said that he is greater than all the sages of Israel. Nimtzet omer she'elu shnei tanim enan cholkin, ela zeh medaber b'inyan hayediyah v'zeh medaber b'inyan hasvara v'achidut. So according to Rabbeinu Yonah, these two opinions in the Mishnah are not arguing. The first opinion is describing the strength of Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus in retention, in knowledge. And the second one is describing Rabbi Eliezer ben Arach in analysis, in his capacity to give a good svara. So that concludes our Mishnah Ches. Amar lahem, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we're starting Mishnah Tes. He said to these chosen students, he said to them, Si'u, go out and see. And one day we have to discuss, where are they leaving? What does that mean, go out and see? Ezoi derech tova sheidbak ba ha'adam. What's a good path that a person should cling to? So you'd ask me, I'd say Torah. But obviously he was looking for a different formula. Now, Rabbeinu Yonah has the quote over here, Ezoi derech yeshara. What's a straight path a person should stick to? I'm saying it's two different versions in the Mishnah. Is the Mishnah talking about Derech Tova or Derech Yeshara? And we have to understand, what's he asking them for? Is he asking for a level of piety? Is he asking for a formula that will encompass the Torah? What's he asking them when he asks them for a good path? So let's see. That's what we're learning a commentary for. So they came back with different formulas. And Rabbi Eliezer said, Rabbi Eliezer omer, Ein Tova, a good eye. Ein Tova, a good eye. Rabbi Yeshua omer, Chaver Tov. Rabbi Yeshua says, a good friend. Rabbi Yossi omer, Shechen Tov. Rabbi Yossi says, a good neighbor. Rabbi Shimon omer, Haroe Tanolad. Rabbi Shimon says, he who can see what's coming. who can forecast what's about to happen. Rabbi Elazar omer lev tov. Rabbi Elazar said, a good heart. He said, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, I see Rabbi Elazar ben Arach's answer more than the rest of you, because his words encompass all of your ideas. He said, go out and see what's a bad path a person should distance himself from. So Rabbi Eliezer says, Ein ra'a, a bad eye. If we're looking, if a good path is a good eye, a bad path is a bad eye. Rabbi Yoshua omer chavera, Rabbi Yoshua says a bad friend. Rabbi Yossi omer shachenra, Rabbi Yossi says a bad neighbor. So those three, we see the correspondences. Rabbi Shimon had said, the good path is he who foresees the future. Now he says, the bad path is halove ve'inom shalem, someone who takes a loan and doesn't repay it. Echad halove min adam klove min hamakom, could be a loan from his fellow man or a loan from the omnipresent, sheneemar lo ve'rasha ve'lo yishalem. The wicked is described as one who takes a loan and doesn't repay it. Ve'tzadik chonen ve'noten, a tzadik is one who gives for free. Rabbi Elazar omer levra, Rabbi Elazar says an evil heart. So he told them, I see Rabbi Elazar ben Arach's answer better than yours. His encompasses yours. So we'll just begin there, Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to his students, go out and see what's a straight path a person should stick to. Rabbi Eliezer says, Ayin tova, mi shesamech b'chelko. Rabbeinu Yonah says, you know what it means to have a good eye? It means a person's happy with his lot in life. Rabbi Yoshua omer, chaver tov. Rabbi Yoshua says, a good friend, sheidbak ha'adam et ha'chaver tov. That means it's not enough to find a good friend. Maintain that relationship. Invest in that relationship. Connect with that good friend. Rabbi Yossi omer, shachin tov, lefakesh dira sheshchenei tovim. Rabbi Yossi says, choose a neighborhood where you have good neighbors, ki chavratam tedira, because you end up spending a lot of time with your neighbors. The neighborhood you're in will define the society you're in. V'anata meruba b'zman shem tovim. And you benefit greatly if you have good neighbors. Kach pirshu harishonim zeh. He says, until now I'm quoting. This is what the earlier commentaries, this is how they explain this Mishnah. Ve'ino derech yashar. Rabbeinu Yonah says, it doesn't seem right to me, this explanation. Ki lefi divrei ma'in tova ve'lev tov, hem dorim shebegufo. V'shachen tov v'chaver tov mishel acharim. Then it turns out we're describing two different things. When we speak about a good eye and a good heart, that's something that involves oneself. When we're speaking about a good neighbor or a good friend, that involves others. Al ken yesh lefaresh zot ha-mishnah, davar davur lofnav. So he says we should really explain this Mishnah in a way that works with the wording and the logic. Ezo yiderech yishara sheidbak ba-ha-adam. What was he asking his students? He was asking, Bechol amidot tovot v'yisharot yesh la-adam nidabek v'hem. Obviously, we try to connect to every good trait. So what was he asking? He said, choose one trait that you focus, that you will perfect that trait. Obviously, we try to adopt every good trait. But he says, which one would you invest a lot of time to perfect? Because it's very good if a person can choose one thing he strives to do. And he tries to do that in a whole wave. And that's much more easy to attain. You know the saying in English, jack of all trades, master of none. So the focus here is, be very, very good at one trait. Which trait would you tell the person be very, very good at? And from that you'll grow into all the other traits. But there has to be a basis, there has to be a starting point where you keep asking yourself, I'm going to try for that, I'm going to strive for that. And very often that's a very useful tool in life. If we can think of a formula that we try to stick to, that formula can very often guide us in everything else. So the regular formula that we say is, Shiviti Hashem l'negdi tamid. I always think of God. What does God want me to do in this scenario? Shiviti Hashem l'negdi tamid. I always place God before me. But he's asking them, when I'm working on my traits, which trait should I choose? And this is where we'll pick up next time to analyze, why did Rabbi Eliezer say that a good eye, a person who's very giving, Why did he say that's the trait a person should choose? And we'll go one by one. Again, Rabbeinu Yonah's explanation is going to revolve around the question, which trait will lead a person to all the other traits? Which trait should you perfect from which you'll grow into all the others?
But I thought that Rabbi